the Saturday Light Brigade. It's a busy morning today. We are in the midst of our weekly Youth Expression Showcase segment. By the way, if you go to youthexpress.org, you can sample a preview of our new 24/7 station, which is called Youth Express. It features nothing but music, writing, and conversation of area youth, and more material is being added every day. It's made possible with the generous support of the Hillman Foundation. Right now, we're going to talk about the latest Fairchild Challenge, and we have four of the honorees from the latest challenge with us today. And I think the best thing to do right off the bat is just to give you a chance to meet everybody who's here. They represent two different schools. And Ethan, why don't we start with you since you're on your own today. Ethan is from Shaler Middle School. I'll let you introduce yourself and tell me a bit about what you like doing, what grade you're in, and you know what some of your interests are.
So, well, I'm just going to start out with what most of the stuff I end up doing in free time is. But generally, if it's not taken up by band, there's nothing happening. So it's either I sit in the back of of an auditorium waiting to be cued to hit one thing on any instrument.
Are you a percussionist?
Yeah, I'm a percussionist.
Do you play cymbal, timpani, bass?
It really all depends on the song. But for the two songs for marching band for Virginia Beach, I have to play the mark tree, which is sort of like chimes, except instead of having the basic wind chime where you pull and they swing and hit each other, mm-hmm. you have essentially a triangle stick and you have to slide it up and down depending on if it goes from high or low.
Yeah, I remember. I played percussion in band too, so I remember those pretty well. So what grade are you in?
I'm an eighth.
And you're at Shaler, are you combined with the high school for the
no.
band?
So well, for marching band, yes, but just for regular concert band, we're not combined.
Okay, because I was curious about marching band. That's a great opportunity. It probably lets you have a bigger band too. So in addition to music, are there other things you like to do?
I mean, I like some basic things, like playing video games. And according to most of my friends, I'm weird because I would rather read sometimes than play video games. But I'm all out of new books to read, so I have to, like, I've been searching libraries to see, what do I want to read?
It can be tough. It's good to get recommendations. There's a lot of, you've got a great library close to you in the Millvale Public Library. I'm sure you go there.
Generally, I go to the North Hills Library, but I went to the Millvale Library in sixth grade for a field trip, so.
Yeah, and the North Hills Library is great, too. There's so many. And if you go to Carnegie Libraries and look at the Teen Labs programs, you would have to probably go a little bit away from home to do that, but there are audio-video centers where you can compose or make videos, films, and stuff at some of the Carnegie Library branches. We'll talk about your project in a minute, but let's bring our three students from Carson Middle School in with us, who probably also spend a little time at the North Hills Library, I'll bet, maybe. I'll let you introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Natalie. I'm in eighth grade at Carson Middle School.
And what do you like to do, generally speaking, before we talk about your project?
I'm really big into like musical theater and acting and filmmaking and really anything that encompasses the arts. That's my forte.
And how did you get into filmmaking?
I guess, you know, as a child, you kind of grow up with that personality. Like when you love acting and being in front of the camera, or being on stage, it's really just reflected in your personality. It's just something that I've always loved to do. And recently, as much as I loved being on stage or being in front of the camera, I've really enjoyed recently taking that into my own hands and being behind the camera and taking control. And I've gotten really into directing and creating films. So this project was a really great experience for me.
Excellent. And let's meet. And I gather you acted probably from a young age, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Were you
yeah.
in plays and things? I had a feeling. Let's meet who's sitting next to you. Hello.
I'm Ellen. I'm in eighth grade from Carson Middle School.
And Ellen, what are some of your interests?
I enjoy writing and reading. I read a lot, and I play the piano and the violin.
Oh, wow. What do you like to write?
Generally just not, fiction, I guess.
Well, that's great. There's aren't, you know, you're certainly not the only person, you know, writing fiction in middle school, but there aren't that many people writing fiction. So
right.
That's great. Have you finished complete, like, novellas or stories?
I finish things.
Yeah. I mean, yes. It's hard to finish, yeah. I think. Well, that's fantastic. Let's meet your other team member that's here. That's Dawson. Hello.
Hi. I'm Dawson White. In my free time, I don't do a whole lot, but I love Boy Scouts. I'm in it, and I'm trying to get to Eagle.
I was just going to ask, you're probably got another year or two, or when do you achieve Eagle typically?
It's usually around the time you're 17.
Okay.
Right now, I'm still far away from
it. Yeah, you got a ways to go then. I never made it that far. I did not transition from Cub Scouts to Boy Scouts, but my brothers did, and they one of them made it to Eagle. Excellent. Well, let's go back to Ethan and talk about your project first. I think the challenge, actually, Dawson, what was the challenge? It was like a performance. Do you recall the way the challenge was given to you guys from, was it performance or create?
I believe it was that you had to choose an environmental scientist and then create a skit based on them.
Okay, and how did you respond to that, Ethan?
Well, I was mainly in charge of music production using the iPads we got, so that's where most of the music came from. Though I will not say that I made all of it. There were a few other people.
So this was Shaler Middle School, and you're the lone representative. It's tough because it's a holiday weekend.
Yeah.
So what was your program like, or what did you do exactly?
Well, the environmental scientist, activist we based it off of was Julia Butterfly Hill. And I can't really say all that much about the video itself because most of the time I was in the art room working on the music, but from the few portions that I was in or had to be in the background for, sorry, I lost my train of thought.
Oh, no, that's
all right.
You were in the background, you were saying, for the performances. Who is this person, though? I don't know her. Juliet Butterfly Hill?
Yes. She was an environmental activist in the 90s, and she spent, I believe, just over 2 years in a redwood tree named Luna.
Oh, so. I remember. Okay. Now I remember. I think just learning about her and doing this as a vehicle to learn more about her is probably the best part.
Yeah.
Cool. What did you guys do, you three, for your project?
We, after hearing about this challenge, had begun researching different scientists and environmentalists, and we came across one climatologist by the name of Tim Jarvis, and a lot of us immediately thought, oh, we could work with this. This is a really cool idea. He was a big climate activist. Basically redid Ernest Shackleton's Antarctica expedition, and he's been really involved with global warming and climate change, so we based our music video off of him. He was the superhero who was, trying to save the world and prevent global warming, and I played the villain, Heatwave, who was selling these... She was selling these aerosol cans that were affecting the environment. She told people that they could be used for anything and solve any problem when really they were just destroying the atmosphere. So we used Tim Jarvis to... he was the superhero who came in and tried to take down Heatwave and save the day.
That's kind of a neat approach to do it. As you mentioned, and Ethan, this makes me think too, just picking who you're going to make the subject? Was it the entire class that had to settle on Tim Jarvis?
Yeah.
Was it hard to, was there some debate as to who to pick?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Did you have a different choice, Dawson, or?
We wanted to try going with, there was Bob Marshall was the person we kept trying to go with, but it turned out he didn't qualify as the environmental scientist.
Interesting. Do you remember why?
He was he was environmentalist or something like that, but it was actually a very specific wording on who you had to choose type thing.
I see. So you have to fit within those constraints, and then you have to pick somebody that you know will lend itself well to creating a program about. We're just about out of time. It's so interesting. Is your video available? Has it been posted anywhere yet?
I don't believe it has, but one of the people that we made it with, like he helped do all the music and the production as well. I know he has it online, and I think he is considering posting it to YouTube, like our last year's video.
Great. If we get aware of that, we'll make sure we publicize it for people to see. And what about your composition?
Ours is on YouTube. So.
Oh, great. Do you know how to find it?
I just found it last night by searching Shaler Phipps Fairchild Challenge.
Shaler Phipps Fairchild Challenge. That's easy enough. Did anybody want to give any shout-outs that you might have missed?
Oh, yeah. On behalf of all three of us here from Carson, we want to give a shout-out to Jack Lopezinski, who couldn't be here today, but he was hugely involved in the making of the video. He wrote all of the original music for it, and he did a lot of the directing, and he also played Tim Jarvis, whose alter ego was the Climate Crusader, so he was hugely involved in this. Couldn't be here today, but we just want to thank him for all of this as well.
Excellent. Anybody, Ethan, that you wanted to mention?
I'm not really going to say specifics, but I'm just going to thank everyone who helped out with the entire project, from making the wings themselves to making the cocoon to working on the green screen, and especially the people who helped out with the music, because that was incredibly stressful. It's just, this doesn't sound right. Well, time to go back in the supply closet and work on it for another 5 minutes.
It's a lot of work. Thank you all for being here. I hope we'll see you again. And congratulations. These are students who are among the winners of this month's Fairchild Challenge, which is a national competition sponsored locally by Phipps. Google Town.